we showed the Brighton way and we fight till tooth and nail till the end. We go in disappointed with a 1-1 draw against Derby. You know, that's how far we've come as a team, but the big thing for us is the team spirit. Again, we keep talking about it, the character. We don't lay down. We don't think, oh, we can still win at Middlesbrough. We've got a game in hand and in to play, and we're still playing at Derby. And you could see how everybody ran back to try and, even though there was about 30 seconds left, that's our attitude. We ran back. You never know. You know, we're always fighting till the end.
The supporters calling BBC Sussex tonight very cross with Lewis Dunk for the tackle that he made. What do you say to those people who are critical of Lewis?
It's a little bit silly, because the challenges that you've seen in the game today, I think their right back could have been sent off as well. The ref could have given 3 or 4 yellow cards elsewhere. You know, I think the first one Lewis did in the middle of the park, it might have been his first foul. The lad's gutted as it is. We're gutted. We've got a great man to come in, the club captain, G. So that's not what we're worried about. It's about how Lewis responds to this, and I'm pretty sure he'll be shaking our hands at Middlesbrough when we're up there.
He looked distraught when he walked off. He pulled the shirt over his head. What did you say to him when you spoken to him?
Yeah, you can't get much out of him at the minute, but just put an arm around him and said, look, we're going to do it for you. You know, that's all you can say. People who are ringing in are a little bit, maybe never been in that situation. Heat of the moment. Everyone's entitled to their opinions, but sometimes they don't have to agree with them.
How big a player has Lewis been for the RB this season?
Massive, you know. We all go through ups and downs. We went, I think he had a couple at home where a few things went wrong for him. People on the back, we were going through a bad time. And you can see how he came back, you know, and see what an important player for us and how we've changed how many centre-backs we've got. We've got 4 great centre-backs when they're all fit. So for him to be leading the line for us and be out there, it's going to be a great miss. But like you say, we've got 4 good ones. So our old first choice is coming back in. So it's not a bad place to be. We're not worried by that as such. We're worried that Dunkey's going to be down. But we'll pick him up this week and probably kick him a few times.
In terms of your career, how big a game is this game at Middlesbrough on Saturday?
It's just another game.
No.
It is. It's just another game. If we start getting carried away and worried and, oh, we're going up this year, you start worrying, you start getting tense in the game, it's just another game.
And what about the fact the Albion have to win? Everybody's talking about this now, the psyche of this game, David, that the Albion must win this game. Does that alter the psyche of the game at all?
No, because we've got to win every game. So we're going to be approaching it like that, and we know that we own one from down here. They stopped our run. But no, we're going to go up there, play our normal game. And as you say, I think we've had 2 real bad games away from home. And the rest, we've picked up quite a few points. And we know how to defend. Like today, we only give maybe 1 or 2 shots away. And one that fell and was lucky. So no, we're going to go up there. And look, this is a big thing for Albion as a club, as a fans, community. We're not going to let them down. Whether or not we win or lose, we won't let them down. We'll put 100% in.
And you've spoken a lot this season about the support here at the Amex and around Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club. What was that like when you went around the pitch, you know, you had your children with you, etc.? What was that like?
Well, my little girl wouldn't come out with us, and I said, you'll regret it. She will regret it one day, because you don't get that from any other places. You can't just go and buy that feeling. You can't do it. Whereas my boy was walking around, he was like, yeah, what is this like, you know? What are they doing here still? They could be at home, but yeah, it's special. And you see this year how many fans are behind us, and I think it kind of showed the players that what we've done and what it means to them, what we've done and doing. So, one more game, and like I said out there, they said, what do you think? I said, one more win and you're in the Premier League. It's simple. And you can't get carried away, you can't get underwhelmed, you can't get overwhelmed. You just say it's just another game and you just go get your 3 points.